Well, I think the most important thing from Jeremy's report is that the ingathering brought in $1,045,000 this year, and I've kind of lost track of what the previous high was, but I know that's our new high. So it indicates that people are still interested in giving to the projects that in-gathering supports and do it through the in-gathering on that day.
I guess my big thing would, since I'm probably the one that had the biggest crowd for the youth lock-in on Friday night, we had 60 young people and 20 adults, and we baked cookies and we handed them out to the drivers, and we told the young people about the in-gathering, and we'd like to encourage more people to send their young people to all the in-gatherings so that they can learn what's going on, and because it's such a worthwhile project.
One of the highlights of our in-gathering, I think, to me, was that I met a young college student, young girl, that was looking for something to do, some place to help. And in talking to her, she wanted to learn about in-gathering and what it was all about and what she could do. And I talked to her a little bit, took her name, and then I took her into the voucher room, and she helped in there that morning and was all enthused, but she wants to be on our committee. And she's a young college student with 3 years to go yet, and looking into the seminary following that. And if in the 3 years she can learn about in-gathering and work with us, that eventually she'll be able to take it out in her own church. And she wants to work with our gentleman who does the youth in-gathering and see if she can't get more than the 8 that attended this year. But she's excited, and I'd like to see that excitement carried out.
And what site was that again?
That's Cedar Falls site.
Cedar Falls.
First United Methodist Church in Cedar Falls.
Okay.
Didn't you mention, though, that some of the other churches did overnighter in their own church and
yes.
then brought the kids on Saturday morning to help within gathering.
Yes, there was so. Only 8 attend the in-gathering, the lock-in, but at the same time, we had 10 churches that brought youth, and they were involved in the kid area, and she had plenty of help. We're not turning them away, but she was excited that she had all that help over there.
Well, I'm really excited about the fact that, you know, next year we get to have like a birthday party, because it's 35 years next year, and I love birthday parties. So, you know, that I always think, okay, what can we do besides, like, okay, we'll have birthday cake, of course, and we'll have balloons, but then it's always kind of nice to make challenges like, okay, so every kit we're going to do at least 35 or some multiple of 35 to get people going towards that number, and hopefully then that'll be too much to put in my car and somebody else will have to drive down too. So.
And your site is where?
Mount Pleasant.
Mount Pleasant.
So, yep. And we have a good crop of youth that come too. And we take advantage of the fact that we're at Wesleyan College. And so they have some of their college kids come, and that's always great. And then we also get the kids a chance to look at the college and say, you know, here's other options for you besides, you know, UNI and ISU and Iowa State.
Right.
So.
I can say that at ours, this year was the first time I think I've known of, they've had 30 youth at the, they didn't call it a lock-in, they called it a retreat. But they were there to help. And our big thing is our quilt auction and the many quilts we get in, 30-some each year. We do well, we have good bidders on it. And our district superintendent, Tom Carver, I think was just great this year with helping with the truck, the program, the quilt auction, cleanup. I mean, that was our enthusiasm this year. But we have a number of people that are, I would say, 35-ish in that area that do come and help us, particularly that day. And I think, you know, even they don't want to be on the committee, they're there and they're helping, and I think that's a great help to us.
Did you have any unusual quilts this year that stand out in your memory?
As in dollar-wise or the quilt? There was quilts that stood out. This lady from one church in Sini does one every year, and it's hand-embroidered, hand-quilted. Brings around $1,100 every year.
Wow.
So, and we had St. James Church from Sioux City brought one, and it had a Bible verse and something on it. I didn't quite remember it all, but they got $600 for that. So I think our quilt auction is our big thing for
us. We had a bright orange giant chevron. Let me tell you, you could see that thing for blocks, but it was gorgeous, and it was queen size, and that was one of our $800 quilts.
So I think it's just trying to get youth involved, and I think you try the best you can do.
Mm-hmm. What was the most exciting thing for you this year?
Most exciting thing for me was this is the first year I was co-chair. Mm-hmm. And I got to be outside and watch the youth and the work that they did and did a little bit of help with them, not much, but a little bit of help.
You didn't jump up and off the truck a lot.
No, I didn't. I'm not able to do that this year. Maybe next year.
Okay.
But
you saw them load the truck all day long.
Right. Yes, and I saw them unloading, and I. It was just so fascinating to see the youth that's so enthusiastic about handing out the cookies and getting the boxes repacked, and I just love it.
It's kind of fun watching the organization of it work, where they've got the two tents set up, one for Iowa Nigeria and one for UMCOR, and as the kids take the items from the cars or pickups, they take them to the proper tent, and then somebody there is taking the stuff out of that box, putting them into the other box, get rid of the first box into a container. Well, you were there watching it and taping it, and it's just kind of fun watching all that work, I think.
Yeah, we don't have tents at Mount Pleasant, so we have two semi-trailers that that Walmart loans us for no charge. They just bring them over for mm-hmm. us to use. And so, yeah, there's some jumping up and down off of that, which is a little bit high for some of those. But it gives us a nice place to work when it's rainy, although we've been really lucky weather-wise, you mm-hmm. know, for the past several years. So, but, yeah, working on those trucks, we have a big list of this thing on this truck, because otherwise everything at Mount Pleasant goes to Iowa, Nigeria. So only very certain items then will go onto the UMCOR truck for us.
What was most exciting for you this year?
Well, another exciting thing from Cedar Falls site was the worship service. And we had two groups of lay people and a minister with one of them. One group was from Dubuque. Can't remember the name of the church right now. But they were lay people who have made the trip to Nigeria. And this was the year Bev was to come to speak to us about Iowa, Nigeria. And so we had lay people tell about their trips over. One was two from Cedar Falls that were in the technology building that has been built over there. And their church has had a big part in supporting that mm-hmm. project. And the other from Grandview, United Methodist Church in Dubuque. They have made several trips over to Nigeria, and they shared their experiences. So that was good. Getting it from a layperson's sight.
Did it make it more real for people, you think?
Yeah. Especially when they say, I would have never guessed I was going to Nigeria, and 2 months before it happened, they found out. So it was not only their excitement, but exciting to hear them.
Right. plans for next year besides 35 of everything?
And cake.
35 cakes?
Maybe do a little more publicity.
Right.
I plan on spending the night with the youth.
You're a brave soul.
Right now I'm planning on, I thought about it last year, but physically I couldn't do it this year. But hopefully next year, I just plan on spending the night, and I enjoyed them so much during the day. I want to see what they do at night.
So you can sleep during the day.
Yeah, and then I can sleep and let them do the work.
Yeah. What about from your point of view, Dan? You kind of had the helicopter view of all of this operation.
Well, the problem is you don't get much of a view of any of the operations, you know, unless you just can only go to one of them and visit that one, and kind of limit you a little bit. I was really planning on going to Mount Pleasant, and it just didn't work out for me to do that, and so I just went to Greenfield for a while and took in the kids and watched the operation of the trucks and repacking and that kind of thing. And I think it's good that we finally got to the point where we were buying the boxes, and so that we were getting uniform size, properly sized boxes, and it's really improved the operation a lot, I think.
If you had to say in a sentence or two why someone should get involved with supporting the in-gathering next year or any year, what would that short answer be?
Makes you feel good.
It's rewarding.
Yeah, I don't think there are words to describe how good you feel making a difference in someone else's life.
If you're mission-minded at all, in-gathering is a great way to put that to good use.
There's so many ways to be involved. There's not just one choice. It's numerous things going on and things to do. You can help wash dishes or pack kits or do whatever you want to do.
Sew a quilt.
There you go. There you go.
Buy a quilt. Resell it.
So there's something for everyone.
Right, absolutely. There is.
And all for a good cause to, as you say, make a difference in someone's life around the corner and around the world. Mm-hmm. Great. Well, thanks.